Hi everybody, welcome to What Does SMH Mean, the podcast about abbreviations and acronyms. My name's Jack, and last week I covered What Does SMH Mean, the name of the podcast. A good place to start, I suppose. This week I am covering What Does HMU Mean. This supposedly has been about for well over a decade, but I only heard about it yesterday for the first time. Basically, it means hit me up. Generally, I think, used as a term by fuckboys, you might want to call them, that really have no purpose in life other than to try and sleep with as many perfectly ordinary girls as they can. Kind of reminds me, I don't know how common this was outside of Glasgow or Scotland, but many years ago, before Snapchat and Twitter, you obviously could text people and you used to send a text message, usually late Friday night, get into Saturday morning probably, and it was just you up. So that was only three letters, basically. Sometimes you didn't even put a question mark in, and that was kind of when you wanted to, let's be honest, get your end away. Another one was Scottish people or people from Glasgow might remember just texting the word gaff, G-A-F-F. Again, normally about 4 o'clock on a Saturday morning when everybody else where you were had went to bed or whatever and you wanted to carry on the party, basically. You might even post it on Facebook, just gaff, question mark, and if anybody liked it or interacted with you, you would immediately phone them. Didn't matter if you hadn't spoke to them in years. All right, Barry, mate, how's it going? Aye, I've missed you, mate. I know I've not seen you in, what, 6 or 7 years, but if you're in a gaff, I'm just going to jump a taxi and I'll be up in 5 minutes. HMU seems to be the more modern version of that. Hit me up. Basically telling somebody to contact you. So you might say, look, hit me up when you want to play a bit of GoldenEye on the N64 or a little bit of Wii Bowls or whatever people are doing nowadays. You might also say, hit me up when you're back in town. And in most cases, it's obviously used in sort of more informative circles. You're not going to be texting your boss saying, hit me up the weekend or whatever, or I'll hit you up when I get into work, I'm running late. You don't use it a lot for your boss and stuff like that. Some people might use it to like sort of convey that somebody's asking them for something. So you might say, he hit me up asking for money, she hit me up asking for a date. We've all got guys that hit you up all the time looking for money, and it's a bit of a, well, maybe not so much nowadays, but definitely when we were out socialising in pubs and stuff like that, there was always one guy who would be your mate, any chance of a tap, you would never get your money back. But yeah, you let it slide. That's what pals are for. It's also worth mentioning that hit up, without the me, it can also mean that you want to go somewhere. So you might say, right guys, let's hit up Burger King and get yourself a Whopper or a McChicken sandwich or whatever you want to eat at McDonald's or Burger King. If you're American, you might say, oh, we're going to hit up Trader Joe's and get some sloppy biscuits or whatever. They, fuck knows, they use the wrong words for things, like a cookie in America. It's not a cookie, fuck off. Anyway, that doesn't have an abbreviation because it would just be who, H-U, who. You don't need to shorten that, it's only 5 letters long anyway. The history of HMU, not particularly interesting. I suppose, maybe if you go further back to the 90s, it was used in rap and hip-hop. I think I'm not particularly into rap per se, but I think it was used on beepers and not just by drug dealers. I think you would, I don't know if communicate's the right word, but these beepers couldn't get text messages basically, so you would hit them up with your phone number. So you would send your number 07 blah blah blah, and they would have to either use their house phone or go to the local phone box to give you a phone back. I think they were named beepers because they beeped. It was the only noise they made. So the marketing guys at, I was going to say beeper.com, but obviously websites like Beeper Limited really hit the nail on the head with that one. But I suppose sometimes you're better just describing what something does. Hit up anyway grew out of a sort of very specific rule in paging. Rappers used the phrase in lots of popular songs and it started to have a variety of meanings. Hit me up with some crack cocaine, please, or whatever your particular drug of choice may be. The history of HMU isn't particularly exciting. It sort of blew up in 2009, appeared on Urban Dictionary and was even in something I've never heard of, the 2010 Facebook memeology report. I never knew anything about memeology reports. It sounds like something I'd be interested in. I do like a dank meme every now and again. According to Google Trends, it sort of fell away in popularity after 2010, but millions of people still go onto Google every month and ask basically, what does HMU mean? Another meaning for it, I found out, supposedly, is hold my unicorn. So for example, you might say, hey, what's up, can you HMU, I need to tie my shoe. I don't know if that's just a rhyme or if unicorn means something else, like a code name for drugs or crack cocaine. I seem to be talking about crack cocaine a hell of a lot today. On to Google Ngram again. I tried to sort of look at any spikes in usage and any reason for that, and I thought I found a really scientific peak again, like I did last week with the book that I cannot remember the name of. In 2003, it peaked because of something called Hamur HMU, Hybrid Thermal Insulated Cooling. I'm starting to think to myself, right, this has got potential to be another Bill Nye moment. I may as well just stick Bill Nye on anyway. But no, it's not anything to do with science. It is HMU, Hybrid Thermal Insulated Cooling Stretch Denim Pants. Basically, a pair of jeans that were on sale on Amazon in 2003 that peaked the use of HMU back then. I do like to cover a bit of popular slang, and I'm not going to go to 2003. I'm going to go all the way back to 1928 for that, and it's baloney. I quite like that. It's hooey, it's baloney, and the word can be tracked back to an article in the Sunday Evening Post, which referred to something phony as being a bunch of baloney. A little bit of rhyming slang, can you whack it? Kind of learned my lesson from last week. I'm not just going to rhyme off schools to you, but I am going to cover a couple of universities today. You've got the HMU in Vietnam, which was founded in 1902. It's the Hanoi Medical University by the French during the French colonization under the Indochina Medical College. Back then it was called, and the first headmaster actually of HMU was a guy called Alexander Yershin, who co-discovered the bacillus responsible for the bubonic plague, and it was renamed in his honour. It was called the Yersinia Pestis. So there we are, bringing you some science as well as the history of acronyms. HMU, also the Hebei Medical University in China, established back in 1894, one of the oldest and AAA graded medical school that is in China. HMU is also two full languages, one that is spoken in Indonesia and one that is spoken in Jiaozhou in eastern China. I don't know how you pronounce it. Hmu, maybe, we'll go for that. And I don't know how to pronounce it, so I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. He was called HMU Yang, so Hmu Yang, we'll go for. He was a Burmese politician, a bit of a legend, part of the 30 comrades who trained in Japan in the struggle to get independence from Britain, basically, and he's regarded as one of the founders of the Tadmadaw, basically the modern-day Myanmar Armed Forces. He was also Speaker of the Chamber of Deputies, which was the lower house of the Union Parliament of Independence in Burma back in the day. So he was obviously a bit of a troop. And talking about troops, I suppose you've got Bo HMU, so Bo Hmu, which is actually a military rank in Burma. So it's probably named after him. That's me just figured that out, that's named after him. There we are. Word of the day, I do like words, so...
It's time for Word of the Day from Merriam-Webster.
Interior crocodile alligator. I drive a Chevrolet movie theater.
Again, using the Merriam-Webster, we've got galosity, which is basically excessive appetite, being a greedy bastard, basically. It's a more rare word for gluttony, only used occasionally in English these days, sort of comes from Middle English and Anglo-French, the Latin adjective gulosos, or gluttonous, and ultimately from the noun gula, which means gullet. Apparently a favourite of famed 18th century author and lexicographer Samuel Johnson, who was falsely credited with actually coining the phrase, although evidence shows that it was used back as far as the 15th century. And according to his biographer, a guy called James Boswell, Johnson was a bit of a fat bastard himself and would indulge with such intentiveness that the veins would pop out of his head and he would sweat quite profusely. Kind of like, you know how if you eat too much macaroni cheese, you get the pasta sweats? I don't know if it's just me, maybe it is. Anyway, talking about HMU and hitting people, my ex used to hit me with this sort of stringed instrument thing. If only I knew about our history of violins. Anyway, cheers for tuning in, guys. Speak to you soon.